Okay, so we are in Nunamid Beis. The Mishnah just talked about a number of cases. Somebody's Mekadesh two women with a pruta, or one woman with less than a pruta, even if he's, or a cotton, right? All these cases, even if he sent presents afterwards, there's no kedushin. Now, I'm going to try to explain to Gemara as we go along, like Rashi, the other Rishayim that argue on Rashi. I'll try my best to stick to Rashi's chat to keep the confusion to a minimum. Utricha. And we need all these cases. I'm going to start again from the beginning of the Gemara, Nunam at Beis, second line from the top. Utricha, we need both cases. The Ashmin and Shava Pruta, if it would say the case when you gave two women a pruta or one less than a Shava Pruta, and then you sent presents, I would say, the case of two women and a pruta. Since he spent a pruta, he makes a legitimate mistake thinking that you can get two wives for one pruta. I have a pachas mishava pruta, but if he gives one woman a less than a pruta, he didn't part with any money. Money is a pruta. Therefore, he realizes that it wasn't kedushin. Therefore, v'chizu mashadis of loynus, adaita to kedushin mashadir. When he sends the presents, he means to send it for kedushin. Why else would he be sending a present to a woman that's usually done after kedushin if he didn't do kedushin? Must be that he's making this the kedushin and a present in one shot. Biashminan hanitarti. And if it would say these two cases of both two women and a pruta and a lady with less than a pruta, I would say we should make pruta the pura, bungles mishaber pruta the kim lulianchi. It's possible that they make a mistake. For some reason, he thinks he can mekadesh a lady with less than a pruta. Avol cotton shekidesh. I'm sorry? Because people make mistakes. I'll explain to you why in a minute. Avol cotton shekidesh. Hakol yaitin shein kedusha cotton klum. A cotton that made kedushin. Everybody knows that cotton's nothing. And maybe the sublightness is for kedushin. Emeki kemashad the sublightness. I died to the Kedusha Kamashadr. Kamash Milan, that people make a mistake. Okay, so the Rishonim ask what Dr. Harris seems to be bothered by. But they ask it a little bit stronger, because they ask it from a perspective of the Gemara in Tzubas that says everybody knows you can't make Kedusha with less than a Bruta. And everybody knows that a cotton can't make Kedusha. And over here, we seem to think that not everybody knows. The Rai is, the Gemara seems to say, that you would have a mina to think that sublightness is kedushin because everybody knows, and the Gemara says, no, not everybody knows. So there's this contradiction in Sukkot. That's what bothers the Rishonim. So the answer is as follows. I just don't want to say the wrong answer. Right. The Gemara is talking about over there, a guy was Makadosh a lady with a Shava Pruta, less than a Shava Pruta, then he lived with her. So the Gemara says, everybody knows the first Kedushin wasn't a Kedushin, so he meant to live with her L'shem Kedushin. Right? Because he did live with her, which is an act of marriage, right? So we say that even though the first act is not a Kedushin, he knows that. So when he lived with her, he had in mind Kedushin. That's what we say. Here, Pshat is, he didn't do another act of marriage. He sent her a present that's usually sent after Kedushin, right? So why is he sending her this present? He didn't speak out that this is Kedushin. Didn't tell us that. So we say that maybe he made a mistake. There we're saying that when he lives with her, it's a new act of Kedushin. Here we want to say that the present is a Kedushin without him saying it's a Kedushin. Because they both know that it wasn't a Kedushin, and therefore he must have meant the presence for Kedushin. The presence is not an act of marriage. The presence is for... Yeah, but it's not what's done for. It's the normal procedure to send your Arusa the present. So therefore there's a greater fear that he doesn't know. And therefore we say maybe he did mean Kedushin again, going backwards. That's why we say maybe he didn't know. He thought he was Mekudeshes, and she's not Mekudeshes. Rashi. Look, Rashi, it's Rikha, the Mishnah, Shnei Shnavim, Bebruta, with the Mishnah, Yachas, Mishpachas, Mishavim, Bebruta. The Kadin, Shekidish. Rashmina, Bekulu, the Savonis, the Basarach, the Lav, the Kedushin, it knew. It's not the Kedushin. Toy, the Sovin, the Kedushin, it knew. The Masik, Adaita, the Savonis, the Shem Kedushin. We say that he made a mistake, and he didn't know that he doesn't think that Savaita should be for Kedushin. Hamash Malan, that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, right? That chat is that a person can make that mistake, and therefore we don't think that the Savaita is a Kedushin. Itmar, we learn. Rav Huna Amar Chayshishin the Savaita. Rechein Amar Rabba Chayshishin the Savaita. Now they're going to say something that seems to be exactly opposite the Mishnah. Rav Huna and Rabba both say that a person was engaged to a woman, clear point here, he was engaged to the woman, and then he did a kedushin, right? And then, right, he engaged the woman, I'm sorry, and then he sent her presents. We're afraid that those presents are the kedushin. That's the story they said. Chayshishin the Tzivlainas. Here's a guy that's engaged, right? Then he sent his girl that he's engaged to presents. So Rav Huna and Rav Rabba say that we're worried that he did it l'shem kedushin. The fact that they were engaged and then there were presents sent leads us to believe that perhaps those presents are kedushin. That's what they said. Rashi.
Like you said, it's exactly opposite of what you said.
I just said that. Chayshish in the Tzivlainas. Somebody who's engaged to a woman, the Nisrata, and she agreed to be engaged to him and to marry him. And he sent presents, and there are witnesses there that he sent the presents, and they saw the transfer of the presents. So Rashi says we don't assume definitely it's Kedushin, but we're worried it might be a Kedushin. And we would require a get from the first person if she wants to marry somebody else. Because Lamaisa, they were engaged, and he sent her presents.
How about the Haram Gadesh of the...
Great question. I'll get to that after I finish the next Lucy Gemara. Great question. Well, everybody's bothered by that question, but it's a great question. Frank the Gemara, they ask it a little bit different than you, a little bit sharper, but it's the same idea. Amar Rabba, Umasvinin Hashemaitzim. I asked on my own halacha, the Mishnah says, don't worry about Tzivlainas. And here, myself and Rav Huna are saying, do worry that maybe the Tzivlainas is Kedushin. Aren't we contradicting a Mishnah? And the answer is, no kasha. Hasam kilikani taimer shemachmas Kedushin harishayim shalach. There was an act of Kedushin, albeit it wasn't a good act of Kedushin, but it was an act of Kedushin. Then he sent the presents. So the question is this present a new act of Kedushin? Or since he made an act of Kedushin, which he thinks was a good act of Kedushin, then the presents are not a Kedushin. In the case of Rabba and Rav Huna, there was no act of Kedushin. There was an engagement followed by presents. The engagement was followed by presents. There was no act of Kedushin that we can say he thinks he's married already. What was the marriage? There we say, the fact that he sent presents, he wants the presents to be a Kedushin. In the case in our Mishnah, he did an act of Kedushin. And if he thinks he already did it, he's not doing it a second time. So Rav Huna and Rabba answer, there's a difference between their case and the Mishnah's case. In the Mishnah's case, the guy did an act of Kedushin. Then act. Question is, how aware is it that his act was worthless? Zuck the Mishnah, he's not aware. He might think that he did that act of Kedushin. Therefore, we say, if he sends the presents, it's meaningless. Because if you send a present to your wife, that doesn't mean you're being Mekadosh her again. It means you think you're married to her. He thinks it's a Zarusa. Mashenke, this guy was engaged. Never did an act of Kedushin. He sent her presents.
That's a separate case.
Rav Huna and Rabba's case is not the case of our Mishnah. It's saying presence might be Kedushin. It sounds like not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said presence are not Kedushin. And their answer is, it depends. Did the person do an act of Kedushin before, then presence are not Kedushin, because he thinks he's already married. If he didn't do an act of Kedushin before, then we say presence might be Kedushin. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rashi, Chena Merab Garet, the Matsvinin Ashmaitin, Yeshni Lohashiv Al Tvori, Hasim Kedikani Kaima Detoi, Mikedushi Kamoi, made a mistake in the first Kedushin, the Samach Alayu, and he relied on it. Avahai, the Loi Kedesh, he didn't do an act of Kedushin, Ikilomekish Lohachi, you have to worry that maybe the present was the Kedushin. Now, Frank Rabbi Kohn, Hakayan Hagadul Me'echov, he asks, if that's the case, where is Ariyaku Kadeshusli? He didn't say it. Let me sharpen the question. On the Gemara and Avzov Amad Alev, we had that if he's talked to her being Yoni Kedushin and he handed her something, we say it's Kedushin. But if he stopped talking about a Yoni Kedushin and Stam hands her something, we don't assume it's Kedushin. He wasn't talking about Kedushin. So why would he assume it's Kedushin? Right? So Frank and the Rishonim on Rashi, how could you say that he meant Kedushin? He didn't say anything to her. They're not talking about marriage now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Shaila. He sent her presents. He didn't say it, because that's just
with the case in Mishnah?
No, in Rabbi Ravuna's case. He's engaged to this woman. Oh. He sends her presents. We say he might have meant Kedushin. He didn't tell her I'm doing it Kedushin. They weren't talking about marriage when he handed it to her. Wasn't Medaber Indian Kedushin? If he was, that's the Gemara of Avraham Menalov. And the Gemara of Avraham Menalov says clearly that if you're not talking about Kedushin, it's not Kedushin.
I mean, the only thing I can think of, Rabbi, maybe it's with since Adam were there.
If the Gemara of Avraham Menalov was also talking about Adam. If there's no Adam, there's nothing. The Gemara contrasts Medaber Yivayin Kedushin, not Medaber Yivayin Kedushin. In both cases, they're Adam. If not, we wouldn't be talking.
Even if there's no Arab Kadesh, it still works.
That's if Medaber Imag did Kedushin.
Yeah.
That's because that's Arab Kadesh. That's the way
of saying it.
But the clear in the Gemara of Avraham Menalov that you're not talking about Kedushin, it's not Kedushin. So the Rishonim asked this Kash on Rashi. How can you tell me that this is, again, this is Rashi's way of learning the Gemara. How can you tell me that this is Kedushin? They weren't talking about Kedushin. So what if they were engaged, so therefore might be he married her? It's like the guy was talking about the weather and he hands her something, even though they're engaged. It has to be Medaber Yonah Kedushin. Many Terutzim are said.
Maybe it's
Kedushin. Maybe. In Zavavim and Al, we don't say maybe it's Kedushin. In Zavavim and Al, we don't say maybe it's Kedushin. So, again, I will tell you what the Rishonim say. And again, there's a whole bunch of Terutzim. I picked one. The one I picked is that it's possible that when he got engaged there, he told her, whenever I send you a present, it'll be Kedushin. And she agreed to that. And the Mela, that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of that they're engaged already. And since they're engaged, perhaps he told her, whenever I send you a present, it'll be the Kedushin. That's what we're chashish for.
How'd they get engaged?
How they got engaged? They had a fart, they hired a band. And they had pictures. The main thing is pictures. Without pictures, nothing is chal. No kedusha, no get, nothing. Everything has to have pictures. And if you have an iPhone, it's even better. Ridiculous. Everything has to be pictures. If there were no pictures, it didn't happen. So there were pictures also. And they might even have served some food.
If it's not sushi, it's no good.
Anyway, they want to know how they got engaged. He got engaged. See, let me explain something. We had a Gemara that was based on the base that said we don't want Kedushin without an engagement beforehand. Going to one Lushan, Rav used to give Malkus for people that got Kedushin without having engaged beforehand. We want a process. Chazal want a process. You don't go from zero to 60. Because 100 is to live with her. So he said 60. We want a process. Shidduchim is part of the process. So they got engaged. We're trying to have a different shot in this Gemara because they have all these problems with Rashi. They're in a whole different shot in the Gemara. Not the commandment.
So Rebbe just solved the problem. What do you mean?
But when,
again.
But
here
said this is
Tushin Bade or Suffolk? Suffolk. We make her get a get. If she wants to marry anybody else, she needs a get.
All
Suffolk? Yeah, but the Gemara that Bob didn't even consider it a Suffolk.
I'm talking about Rabban.
I just want to make clear that.
But if he wants to continue, he just let him assume it. Right? He doesn't do love Tushin.
We don't know if it was a condition or not. Chayshish in this blindness. That's the first lesson of the Gemara. Ikri Amri, some say, I'm a rabbi. So again, there's going to be two lashonos in what Rabbi said and what Abaye responded. Ikri Amri, I'm a rabbi. Mina amina lo. How do I know that I'm right? That Chayshish in the condition. Instead of saying, I have a kasha from my Mishnah, Rabbah proved it from my Mishnah. Again, the first lashon had Rabbah saying, we're afraid the presents are kedusha. Then he said, but I got a problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah said presents are not kedusha. And Abaye came along and said to Rabbah, it's not a problem from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is talking about he did an act of kedusha before. The second lashon had said, Rabbah said, Adarabbah, the Mishnah is a riot to me, because the Mishnah only said it when he had an act of kedusha before. Meaning what we thought Abaye answered in the second lashon, Rabbah said himself. Igud Yamri Amar Rabbah. But no amina lo. How do I know that we do worry that presence of my kedushin? Because Tani Kaima Shemachmus kedushin or Rishayin Shalach. He sent it because of the first kedushin. Hachu the toy. That's when we think that the guy's making a mistake, thinking he's married to her. Habal Mava kedushin. But normally when he sent presents, it is a kedushin, or it is perhaps a kedushin. Abaye's answer is the Mishnah's no riot to you. Again, in the second lashon, Abaye is saying the Mishnah doesn't mean to say only when he did an act of kedushin. That was the way you read it. Maybe the Mishnah means to say even when he did an act of kedushin. Loimi by a gomer. Loimi by a baal mudle nagas l'taris kedushin klal. Not only when he didn't do kedushin. Why should we think he's doing kedushin? El afilu helchad nagas l'taris kedushin. He tried to do kedushin. So maybe he's covering his bases and doing a second kedushin. So going to the second lashon, what Abaye is saying, our Mishnah is not a proof to Rabbah, because perhaps the Mishnah thinks that a guy who tried a kedushin is going to try a second time, and the sublimeness is his second attempt. So if the Mishnah no, but when you didn't even try a kedushin, maybe the Mishnah assumes for sure that it's not an act of kedushin. Again. Rabbi said halacha. Rabbi said that when a person sends presents after shiduchim, we say it might be a kedushin. Our Mishnah said presence is not a kedushin. Right. So the first lashon viewed the Mishnah as a contradiction to Rabbi. And Abaye came along and said it's not, because our Mishnah is in a case that he tried kedushin. Therefore, the presents are not a kedushin. Rabbi is a case when he didn't try kedushin. Therefore, we're afraid it is kedushin. In the second lashon, Rabbah himself says the Mishnah is approved to me. Why did the Mishnah pick a case when he tried kedushin? Why did the Mishnah say presents are never kedushin? The Mishnah is trying to say I'm right. When there is no act of kedushin before, presents might be kedushin. So Rabbah proved this halacha from the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah picked a case where he did an act of kedushin, why did the Mishnah not say a man sends a woman presents, it's not a kedushin? Why did the Mishnah have to say a case when he attempted kedushin? So the Mishnah is inferring that if he not attempted kedushin, then we would be worried that the presents are kedushin. That's what Rabbi is saying according to the second lashon. So he's proving himself from the Mishnah. Dr. Abaye, maybe the Mishnah is saying the opposite of you. That when a guy tried kedushin, maybe he realized it didn't work, so he tried a second time. But if the guy never tried, why would he assume that this is the way he's trying? So therefore, it's not a riot to you. It could very well be that the Mishnah holds that if you didn't try kedushin, for sure it's not a kedushin. It's only because you tried, we think maybe you wanted to cover your bases. Zuck the Mishnah, no. So the Mishnah, according to the second lashon, is not a riot to Rabbah. It's not a question to Rabbah, because the Mishnah is a case of kedushin. Now, it could be that the Mishnah is saying only when there's Kedusha do we say something like this is meaningless. That's what Rabbah said. Or maybe the Mishnah is saying, even when there's Kedusha, some lightness is meaningless. Even when he tried Kedusha, some lightness is meaningless. So there's two Lashainas in Rabbah. In one, he asked from the Mishnah, and Abai answered it. In the second, he tried to prove himself from the Mishnah, and Abai said it's no proof. Have I explained myself well enough? Not of course.
Does everybody hold the Farish to the Shliach? This is what I'm doing in Kedusha. Everybody hold it works.
100%. If the woman knows that, yeah, the woman has to know. Rashi.
In his case, if you told the Adam, can the Adam be the ones that tell her?
Yeah, well, the Adam tell her that he's had the Kedusha.
She says yes.
Okay. Somebody's bringing it, right? Mealy.
No.
Mealy is only on the second one that the Shliach can make another Shliach.
Oh, but Mealy will work from the original to the.
When they appoint Adam under the Chuppah, why is it a Mealy? First of all, the Adam are not your Shliach. The Adam are Adam.
Right.
Second of all, you're appointing them to do it, so that's the way it is. You can appoint somebody to do something. They can't appoint somebody else if it's Mealy.
Maybe that's a problem.
The time of the Kedushin of Sonia had two witnesses. You give her a present.
And say, this is for Kedushin.
And someone, like today, would say that's a Shavuot
Pruta
worth.
You know, either that or she knew it was a Shavuot Pruta. We say it's a Shavuot Pruta not because there's a fear that it's not worth a Pruta. Everybody knows it's worth a Pruta. When we're playing a game, you think that ring's not worth a Pruta? We say it's a Shavuot Pruta that you shouldn't think that it's worth more. Meaning, don't get married because you think the ring is worth $150. Because then if it's not worth $150, she never agreed to Kedushin.
Her thoughts make a difference?
Well, if she thinks she's getting X amount and she's not.
On nothing?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people think they know the value of everything. So by saying it's worth a Shavuot Pruta, it's Adarabba. It's to say, don't care about its value. Take it for whatever it's worth.
I don't know if people in the chuppah have that much problem.
Yeah, we want to make sure that this woman doesn't think she's getting something more.
I think what he's asking is something like this. He's asking.
Oh, you trying to explain him?
No, he's in a quarter of Shimon. A quarter of Shimon, you wouldn't have to do that, right?
What?
Mamon, Shvach. No, why? But according to him, you wouldn't have to do that, right? If it's more, even if it's more.
How about if it's less? How about if she thinks it's worth more? Right?
She may think it's. Oh, but he was speaking of Casey.
No, he's not. He wanted to know why we tell the woman. Is it the Adam and the woman, this is worth a Pruta. Why do we do that under the Chuppah? So he understood that she shouldn't think it's a Pakas Mishav Pruta. That's not the reason. Nobody ever thinks that that ring is worth less than a Pruta. What we're trying to say is, don't have in your mind your what you think you're getting married for. That's why we don't give a diamond ring as Kedushin. Because the minute a woman sees a diamond ring, she thinks she knows how much it's worth. And maybe she's only agreeing to Kedusha for that value. So we take that off the table, and we give her a plain ring. And even in a plain ring, we want to make sure she realizes, forget about what you think it's worth. It has to be worth a proof that that's all you have to know, and you accept it as that. So, that's why we say it. We're playing a game. There's nothing worth less than a proof almost today. A plastic ring that you buy in those machines, they don't know if they have them anymore. As a kid, they had these things, you put a nickel in it.
They
have
it, James. Come on.
Yeah, they still have it.
Besides nickel.
I assume that, yeah.
Actually, late 19th century, one of the more valuable things you could give a woman as jewelry is aluminum. Not until they came up with the electric.
Whatever it is.
It's not on TV game show. The only place where you can have a contract where nobody knows what it's worth is on, like, Let's Make a Deal or something.
So here we make a contract over that, that she doesn't know what it's worth. We don't care.
She knows that it's worth the
proof. That's all she has to know.
Exactly. I mean, there is a value attached to it as opposed
right.
to here's a mystery box.
It's so expensive now. They take a credit card.
What, the Willow for Kedushin?
Those machines.
Yeah, they take credit cards. I didn't know that. What, for a plastic ring? They take credit cards? No.
Well, so they soda, you know, soda box.
What?
He embarrassed Rebbe me in front of Rebbe. I'm serious.
That's okay,
I haven't seen one of those machines in a long time. When I was a kid, they used to sell cigarettes in the machine. At the end of the, by the book, by the supermarket, there was a cigarette machine. When we were kids, we walked by and put, I want matches. Because there are a lot of people that didn't take matches. So when you pushed, you want matches, a bunch of boxes of matches came out so the kids could have matches to play with.
That's for free?
It was for free. You bought a pack of cigarettes, you could push that one matches, and then box of matches would fall out.
Leave it.
Right. So as kids, we knew that you just walked by. You didn't have money to buy cigarettes. Okay, we'll stop here today.